Alberta 4.7, Andy and Mel, 808. We're going to top out at 28 today. Some snow. It's 18 right now. There is a fun tradition called New Year's Eve where people, lots of amateurs, get stupid, fall down drunk, and then ruin the lives of other people in some lighthearted, some not so lighthearted ways.
Mm-hmm.
But
or just make their night really sucky. I don't say ruin their lives. But
well, I was overstating it on purpose. But you have got to read the post, the comment that Jamie wrote on our post for this on the Hot Water 4.7 Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It is hysterical.
And
very long, which is why we're not going to read it.
And whoever was riding with Jamie, you better give her some money.
Give Jamie money.
She needs gas money.
She deserves money. Holy cow. Especially the guy who kept putting his hand down her shirt.
Yeah.
While she was driving.
Double.
Yeah.
Jack Wagon.
let's see. Allie's on the phone. How are you, Allie?
Doing okay. How are you?
Pretty good. So what did you encounter that was obnoxious on New Year's Eve?
My really drunk friends thinking that it was funny that me, the sober new mother, falling out of her chair and nobody being able to help me up.
Oh,
that wasn't very nice.
Yeah, I was a little ticked off. I just had my daughter in the beginning of December, and I just put her down, and I went to sit in my friend's chair, and it's a ghetto piece of crap, and I fell out of it, and it had the, well, it fell with me. It broke, and it had the armchair, like the arms on the side, you know?
Yeah.
Like one of those dining room chairs, and I couldn't get out of it. And finally, my husband comes in from having a cigarette after about 30 seconds of me like a turtle on my back, not being able to get out of the damn thing. And he yelled at everybody, and we left. He was really kind of ticked off that our friends wouldn't even come over and help me up. Like, had no concern for me whatsoever.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
How rude.
A little more than ticked off. Like, I was more than happy to watch everybody else get drunk because I think sometimes that's more fun. But
I never find that fun.
For me.
I never find watching other people get drunk fun.
Sometimes it's funny.
No. Well, sometimes it's funny so long as you don't have to stay there very long.
Yeah.
If you're there for like a hit and run 10 minutes, then it's fine. But yeah, wow. Thanks for the call, Allie.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I do not like being, like, if I'm going to be late to a party,
mm-hmm.
I try to stop off somewhere and get warmed up. Because it's just no fun when you know everybody is already in the bag.
Yeah.
And you haven't even found the bag yet.
Yes.
Not fun at all. So what do you do when you have a really popular song, huge hit, and it's been a little played out? Oh, I know what you do. You do a heavy metal version of it.
Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Okay, so it's done well.
Yeah. I have a headache now though.
Yeah. The video is up at hotwater47.com. There is no horse riding a horse dancing.
Oh.
No.
So instead of riding the horse, they're just headbanging?
Yeah, just headbanging.
Okay.
Just good old-fashioned headbanging. No goofy dancing like a horse. Just, you know, guitars and drums.
I prefer the horse dancing.
No way.
Than headbanging. It hurts my neck to headbang.
Open Gangnam Style.
I love it.
It's not the same.
I have a very good reason for you to be super extra careful with your grill. Like, that you cook meat on?
Yeah.
I know it's not exactly grilling season, but
there's still people grilling even though it's winter.
Yeah, and a very good reason why to be super extra careful. I will be from now on, too. That's next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel.
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 821 up to 28 today with some snow. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Dear people who write checks, it's 2013. Get with the program. Sincerely, everyone behind you in the checkout lane.
You may have heard of Hannah Storm. She's a longtime sportscaster. She used to be on NBC. Now she's on ESPN and ABC.
Okay.
She hosts SportsCenter usually like weekday mornings. And she had a careful with your head near the microphone.
It was my nail.
Oh, I thought it was your head. I wasn't looking. Anyway, so I had not heard about this until just this morning when I was looking for stuff to talk about. And she had her first day on the air yesterday at the Rose Bowl Parade. So after having a very, very bad accident, she was burned, had first and second degree burns at her home in Connecticut after her grill exploded.
What?
Regular propane gas grill.
Oh, my God.
She had the burns on her face, hands, chest, and neck. Her eyebrows and eyelashes were burned off. It was a very, very bad deal. This is a clip of her I found on YouTube talking about this yesterday on ABC.
I went outside on a chilly night to light a propane grill. I went back inside, went out to check and see how hot the grill was, and the flames had been blown out. The cover of the grill was open, so I assumed... logically, as I guess most people would be, that there wouldn't be any gas in the air. Well, propane is actually heavier than air, and especially in cold weather, it tends to sit on top of the grill and pool inside and underneath the grill. So the second I relit the flame, after I turned the gas off, I relit the flame, and it was a wall of fire, a huge explosion, so much force that it blew the doors of the grill completely off. A neighbor clear across the street thought that a tree had fallen through his roof. That's how loud the explosion was. And it happened in a split second, and immediately I was on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta.
And they showed some pictures in the video that were a little bit graphic. It's not the most horrible thing I've ever seen. It doesn't look like fun, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And they have some really good makeup people there at ESPN.
Yeah.
She was wearing hair extensions, like all of her hair was fake. She talks about that here.
Listen, I had the access to, I spent an hour in hair and makeup this morning. I have on false eyelashes. This is all fake hair. When the makeup artist brushed an eyebrow on me, I almost stood up and kissed her.
Yeah. So let that be a lesson to you if you're... using your grill and the flame goes out and you still have the gas on, might want to let it sit for a while.
Yeah, I wonder how long.
I had no idea. I figured it was like any other gas. It's lighter than air and it's right. Just gone.
I wonder how long it needs to sit there before it's safe then to relight.
If it's a South Dakota windy day, probably not very long.
Right.
If there's no wind, like my grill is on our deck behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has a place to go down. But if you're like on concrete,
right,
on a patio or something,
right,
it wouldn't have anywhere to go.
I'm glad I use a charcoal grill.
In this case, yeah. I had no idea.
The thing is I've never been able to do the propane grill. It just kind of scares me. Like I already kind of like get anxious about it.
Well, that probably sealed the deal for you there.
Yeah, I won't be ever buying one of those. I'm just fine with a charcoal grill. I can light it myself, and I can run it and grill on it, and I don't need a guy to help me, so I'm not scared, so I stick with the charcoal.
Yeah.
Now I will probably never do a propane one.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I'm going to be a lot more careful than I have been.
That's really scary.
I burned myself on my grill last summer, but it had nothing to do with propane exploding. It had to do with me grabbing a hot metal basket that was on the grill with my bare hand.
Yeah, because that was really a good idea.
Yeah. I never said I was the sharpest knife in the drawer. I was just in the drawer. That's all. We've got dirt coming up. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:40. We're going to top out at 28 today. It's 22 right now. What were you just telling me about Chris Allen?
Chris Allen was in a head-on collision car crash New Year's Day with his pregnant wife and their dog, Zorro. And to say that Chris suffered a broken arm, Katie suffered some injuries. His wife, the dog is fine. It says in the story.
Yeah.
So unclear how far along that Katie is in her pregnancy. No word what that how the impact had on the pregnancy yet. So, but
yikes.
Yeah, a lot of pain. I guess Chris is in and may not be playing the guitar for a while, which is not good considering he's a performer and plays the guitar.
Yeah, that was one thing that always freaked me out playing football when I was in high school and college because I also played guitar.
Right.
And when you're, especially as a lineman, your fingers can get mangled pretty easily.
I bet. Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to wear gloves in high school. Like the running backs could, but it was very looked down upon if you wore them.
Oh.
Plus, I didn't use my hands a lot in high school anyway.
Okay.
But in college, I did. And the first thing I did after about the first week of practice was go buy gloves because my fingers were just beat to nothing.
Ow.
And yeah, that's kind of freaky. If you missed it a little while ago, what do you do with a completely overexposed song after it's kind of run its life? You remix it death metal style.
Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my head.
Gangnam Style death metal. Video is up at hot1047.com.
That gives me a headache.
And Kirk was calling in about that. What's up, Kirk?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. You're talking about overplayed songs.
Yeah.
You should make a mention that they should make a heavy metal version of Call Me Maybe or Rolling in the Deep.
There is one of Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah.
I know there is.
And there's probably a Call Me Maybe one, too.
There probably is. Now you've given me a mission, Kirk.
There you go.
I have to go find them. I know there's one of Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah.
There you go.
There
but,
is.
I never saw one for Call Me Maybe, but there has to be. There's a million parodies of that.
Yeah.
I will go find them. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too. Yeah, there is the Rolling in the Deep one I'm looking for. It is hard, like super duper hard. And it isn't just remixed with Adele's vocal. It was like the whatever band it was that did it. Here it is.
Okay.
Amist is the name of the band.
I'm not looking forward to hearing this.
Well, the beginning part sounds pretty normal. And
okay.
The gal singing actually kind of sounds like her.
Alrighty.
Let me turn that up. Now you can hear it.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching
kind of.
A fever pitch and
not as good as Adele.
Out the dark.
Please stop. Please stop.
I love the deep, merry fire.
Please stop.
We gotta hit the hook. I don't know. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. It's.
I want to puke right now.
I didn't care for the, you know, the monster voice.
Yeah,
I didn't care for that.
It's like Cookie Monster.
But where she's actually singing. That
yeah,
was
that's fine.
Cool.
The Cookie Monster part, though. Come on. Cookies.
And I did find a Carly Rae Jepsen one. This one has her vocal in it.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like Thunderkiss 65.
At least it's her voice.
Yeah. Gangnam Style was his voice too, though.
Yeah. That was not so bad. I can listen to that one and not hurt my head.
Yeah. I don't know. The Adele one is my favorite.
No.
That one is just killer.
Yeah.
Well,
a
it is death
headache.
Metal. Come on, that's really cool when it comes in.
Stop! I don't get that music.
I'm as big a rock guy as they come. That's the music I grew up on.
Yeah, rock.
Yeah, I don't get the stuff where you have no idea what they're saying whatsoever.
Yeah, it sounds like Satan's talking.
Yeah.
Do you think they have to get the CD and then open up the CD so they can look at the lyrics of the song?
I don't think there are lyrics. I think they just go.
How do you spell that?
M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A. That's how you spell that. Need more. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, where Hooked on Phonics didn't work for someone in this room.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh.
After our last segment, and I made the...
I was making the joke.
And I, well, I said, and you said...
How do you spell that?
And I said, M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A. And you kind of chuckled. And then...
Well, you hit the button right away.
And then after that, we're off the air, and Mel says...
Within a second, I said...
Yep.
Did you just spell marijuana?
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
It was a second? I thought what you were actually doing was just... throwing out a whole bunch of random letters.
Then you laughed really hard.
After I actually got it.
Yeah, because...
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
Well, do you think that I'm the only one that it might have just taken a second?
Well, it might have taken a second. It took you like 10.
No, it was like a second. It was not 10 seconds.
It was more than 1 second.
You hit the button. I took off my headphones.
And then there was probably another two to three seconds. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
sometimes it takes a second to get it.
3 seconds.
Actually, it was more like...
56 hours!
Before you got it.
Hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Mullet Man.
Yeah. Way to be right on top of that. We also plan to segue from that into the discussion of my mullet, which he completely forgot about and just kept going, mm.
Uh-huh. Mm. I was trying to think what we were talking about next.
Yeah. Mm.
I should have wrote it down or something. I'm sorry that I am blonde this morning, apparently.
Yeah. So,
blonde.
I posted pictures of my alleged mullet.
It is.
It's, on our website, hot1047.com. You can go check them out. The evidence is there, and the evidence proves beyond.
Yeah, if you look at the bottom of it and the back of it, that picture, you'll definitely see 100% that you have a mullet starting, and it's not a full long Billy Ray, icky, breaky, bad, mistakey yet, but it sure is mullety.
It is the same length everywhere.
It is not the same length everywhere.
Pretty much.
It is mullety. If I took a hair straightener right now, because your hair is all curly, which makes it so it looks shorter, it would 100% be a mullet.
My hair, I can promise you, the only time it does look like the only time it looks like a mullet is when I have a hat on. I will grant you that. It does look mullet-y when I'm wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
But my hair is kind of sticking out all over the place.
It's mullety. And if I'm going to bring my straightener in.
Well, let it be known, the people have spoken.
Oh, have they?
They have spoken.
The morning's not over yet.
And 80% say that, no, I do not have a mullet.
Okay.
And I have a feeling...
Well, let's do this again after I straighten your hair.
A large majority of the 19% who say that, yes, it is a mullet, one of which is you...
Because it is.
...are only voting for you to annoy me.
Maybe.
I have a strong suspicion.
I didn't tell anybody to vote in the favor of that you have a mullet. I didn't say that. I wasn't prompting it.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did say on Facebook, what did they say that Mel needs better glasses if she thinks that's a mullet?
Mm-hmm.
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 Although Alicia, our former intern, called it white man's Jerry curl.
Which is hilarious.
It's natural. I did not get a perm. That's just what my hair does. And if I didn't put a large glob of hair product in it, it would fro big time.
I would like you to not put hair product in it, please.
In fact, yesterday after I got done at the gym, I went and showered.
Yeah.
And I put my hat back on afterwards. And... as I was walking around after it dried, I could feel it bouncing in the back.
That's a mullet!
When I'm wearing a hat.
Oh, no. If you can feel
just
your hair.
Just because there's hair. Oh, so then you have a mullet if you can feel your hair in the back.
I don't have a mullet. It's not short right here.
Well, it's shorter it's in the front than it is in the back. You must have a mullet.
I do not have a mullet.
You have a Kentucky waterfall.
Really?
A Tennessee
wedding. Top hat.
Top hat. That's what it was.
I was gonna say mud flap.
Wedding cake because I couldn't think of it.
An achy, breaky, bad, mistakey.
Yeah.
Squirrel something. I don't remember that one.
Pelt.
Pelt.
It was
yes.
A squirrel pelt.
Hot 104.7.com.